Kayo guys, meron pa ba kayong ma-share na more discoveries or learnings ngayong quarantine?
Meron pa. Sige, pag-share naman ako. Non-kili-kili related tong i-share ko, ha?
Bakit?
Gusto mo kili-kili rin?
Kili-kili.
Kili-kili. Siya, nag-iisip ako bigla.
Hey, fellow adults! Let's figure out adult life together. Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories and questions and sometimes expert advice on
adulting, self-development, finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing!
What's up, fellow adults? We're recording a new episode.
Via Zoom.
Yes. Oh. Kumusta ka naman, Azel? Masaya ka ba? Kumusta naman tayo dyan?
Parang may... Ano sa audio? May device sa audio.
Kumusta naman tayo
dyan? Kaya kay Azel, 1 minute.
Okay ba tayo dyan?
Ayos naman tayo. Ayos.
Guys, we're back. Ito po ulit si Carla.
Nika.
And Azel.
Hello!
And this has been...
Taos na agad.
Taos na naman.
Okay, bago tayo magsimula, gusto ko lang batiin yung mga listeners natin. So, I wanna give a shout-out to Patrice Ortaliza and Angel Almonte na matagal nang nagre-request ng live recording natin para raw mapanood nila tayo. Makita yung mga pagmumukha natin, guys.
Darating tayo dyan, guys.
And
nag-iipon lang confidence.
Correct. Gusto ko rin batiin si AC Cardenas. Pinost niya sa IG na habang nakikinig siya sa atin, nag-wine siya and chips, ganyan.
Wow.
So, tita.
Yeah. Tito siya. Bagong listener din niya.
Ah, tito, sorry.
Yes. And I wanna greet a new listener also, si Sen Cortez na na-meet lang namin.
Senator, sa... baka naman!
Sen Cortez.
Ah, sa yun yung pangalan. Alam ko, Senator. Sen pala Cortez. Yung name niya, guys.
Si Sen Cortez. Malay mo, Senator talaga yung first name niya. At di lang yung pinagkakalat.
Oo, palayaw lang niya.
Si Sen Cortez, na na-meet namin sa FB group na Quarantine Tributes Tips. Na nag-umpisa siyang makinig ng ating podcast na episode na Starting Your Fitness Journey. Tapos nag-binge listening na daw siya. Na 3 episode daw kaagad siya in one sitting.
Oh,
it's so sweet.
Korean. Mention ko na rin si Meryl Sabinorio. Nag-message siya na nitong quarantine daw ay nag-binge siya ng episodes natin. Wow.
Binibinge na yung show natin, guys.
Also, to Steph Hidalgo, nag-message din siya. Madaling araw pa yun, ha? Nakikinig siya ng podcast natin.
Shout out din sa mga bagong recruit natin, sina Bryant Gally, Mika Concepcion, Maya Bilyardo, Cloud Gonzalez, Jethro Jaime, and Carmel Cayaon, heart heart. And si Nicole Pexon Lalaban. Tama ba? Did we pronounce her name right? Lalaban, Lalaban. Or Lalaban?
Lalaban.
Lalaban. Lumaban na, lumalaban. Sabi niyo sa Facebook, best podcast ever daw tayo.
Wow! Pinalo si Joe
kami
Rogan.
Kami nakatulog sa sobrang kilig. Huwag mo nabanggitin yun, malalaman pa niyang may ibang podcast eh. Ay, yun yung alam niyang podcast.
Okay. Kaya pala. Kaya pala best. Okay,
Char.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening, guys. So, ano bang topic naman na pag-uusapan natin this episode?
Quarantine learnings and discoveries. Okay. Siyempre, guys, not because halted yung plans natin itong mga susunod na panahon, ano. It doesn't necessarily mean na halted din yung growth and yung learning natin. So,
yeah. So, may natutunan pala tayo okay. Habang we're all cooped up inside our homes, trying to stay healthy.
We'll talk about what we have discovered during the ECQ yung mga bagay na hindi natin alam or napagtuunan ng pansin before na ngayon natin nare-realize during ECT. Yes.
So, pwedeng realizations, discoveries, new skills, new conclusions, mga ganun, pwede.
Yes, or life hack. Yeah. Peds.
Okay, sige.
Speaking of discoveries, na-discover din namin na yung podcast pala namin is nag-rank. Nag-rank tayo sa charts.
Akalain mo.
Sa listeners.
Yes. Top 5 sa educational podcasts. Tama?
Philippine charts yan.
Oo, diba? Philippine charts, yes.
Tsaka, by next month, fair. Siguro yung global. Charot.
Diyos ko po. Sige, push na rin.
Tapos ano pa yung iba nating ranking? Hindi ko kabisado. Self-improvement.
Sa self-improvement category, rank 9.
That
nine,
time?
Yeah, rank 9 tayo. Tapos sa...
overall, across categories,
rank 26.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Super thanks sa inyong pagtangkilik. Korean heart.
So, dahil ang pinag-uusapan natin ay learnings, ano? Mag-warm up muna tayo para tingnan itong mga maliliit na warm up game. Para matest ko kung talagang meron kayong natutunan ngayong quarantine. Okay. Dahil paandar tayo, mag-share screen ako.
Aba! Ay, pag-anon!
Nakikita nyo ba? Ready na ba kayo, guys?
Ready na.
Isa pa. Parang hindi kayo masaya.
Hindi ako yung isa. Charot.
Ready na ba kayo, guys? Para sa It's an Adult Thing pop
ready.
Quiz.
Ready.
Alright.
Okay. Ready, ma'am.
Okay. Madali lang to. Current events lang to. Tsaka COVID-19.
Nako! Wala! Hindi pa naman ako nagbabasa ng news lately to avoid stresses.
Iwan stress. Kaya nyo to. Madali lang to.
G.
I have questions.
Sige,
okay.
Sige.
Ang gustong sumagot, magtaas ng kamay. Okay?
Anong makukuha?
Sige.
Okay. Wala. Warm up lang.
Reputasyon. Reputasyon natin sa audience.
Kailangan may kapalit lahat.
Ay? Intrinsic rewards, ma'am. Intrinsic.
Tama. Nga pala.
Tama. Knowledge lang yung kapalit. Mas maganda kung patapusin niyo yung question saka magtaas ng kamay. Pero kung atat na atat na kayo, sige, fine. Go. Okay. First question. Ang Republic Act 11469 ay isang batas kung saan dineklara na tayo ay nasa national emergency dulot ng COVID-19. Binigyan din ito ng emergency power si Pangulong Duterte para labanan ng pandemic. Anong batas ang tinatawag ding Baho Act? Azel!
Wait, ito ba yung Bayanihan as One?
Kulang. Kulang.
Bayan...
What? 5.
Bayanihan to be as one?
Hilwa.
Bayanihan to be as one? Charot.
Tama. Okay. 1 point for Azel. Okay, next.
Okay.
Kayang patayin ng sabon at ng maayos na hand washing ang coronavirus kagaya ng karamihan ng viruses. Ito ay dahil kayang sirain ng sabon ang blank membrane ng virus na dahilan ng pag-fall apart like a house of cards at pagiging inactive ng virus. Anong membrane ni Carla?
Shit. Fatty membrane?
It's fat membrane. Good job. Okay. Good job, guys! Ang dami nilang learnings! Okay, next. Mga symptomatic cases o mga pasyenteng may sintomas lamang ng COVID-19 ang maaaring makahawa ng iba. Sorry, nauna si Azel. True or false?
False.
Okay. 2 points for
Azel. But according to Duque, ay nako.
Sabi to ng maraming experts at ng World Health Organization.
Yan, sec Duque ha. Kung nakikinig ka.
Shout out to Sec Duque.
Next. 2 points for Azel, 1 point for Carla. Siya rin ang nagsabi na ang first wave daw ng coronavirus ay ang first 3 cases ng COVID-19 sa Pilipinas. Kung tama ito ay... Carla,
Sibukay ba yan?
Yes! Very good!
Favorite? So,
ang tanong
diba?
Ay
pangalan. Favorite ko siya eh.
Ang tanong is pangalanan ang namumuno ng Department of Health. Okay, 2 points for everyone. Nako guys, ito na yung make it or break it natin na tanong ah. Galingan nyo. Ito na po. Okay. Pangalanan ang mamamahayag na pinairal ang kanyang diplomatic powers. Sige, si Carla ang nauna pero tatapos si Carla.
Okay.
Pinairal ang kanyang diplomatic powers sa pamamagitan ng katagang relax sa isang controversial na press con kay presidential spokesperson Harry Roque.
Clue.
Napapabalitang crush ni spokesperson Harry Roque ang reporter na ito. Carla.
Relax. Relax. Si Joseph Morong?
Yes! Okay.
Kinilig si Roque.
Kinilig din ako doon. Kinilig ako nang napanood ko yung video. Ang cute.
Napanood niyo ba yung ano? Yung may Korean edit? Parang may K-drama edit?
Oo, yung parang closing
send
credits.
Send mo yung link?
Oo.
Okay guys, palakpakan po natin si Carla. Dahil marami po siya natutunan ngayong quarantine. Okay.
True. Mga tatlo.
Okay. So, Carla, yung quiz naman natin kay Mika.
Okay lang. Wow, ang yabang!
Wow!
Confident!
Ito si Aisel. Si Aisel nagpapakitang gilas. May mga natutunan din daw siya.
Yes! Sige. Bigyan na natin sila ng totoong ano natin. Totoong mga natutunan natin.
Yung makaka-contribute na sa well-being nila.
Oo.
Okay. So, since ang topic natin is discoveries, learnings, I think okay na ito yung first kong i-share dun sa mga na-discover or na-learn ko nitong quarantine. So, ang share ko is some learning methods na sabi ng scientist ay proven effective nila. Actually, very counterintuitive siya kasi hindi ito yung isipin natin, ah, ito pala dapat. Kasi usually, ano ba yung alam natin before? Ang isang learning method na akala natin is very effective is rereading. Akala natin, pag binasa natin ang binasa at binalikan na binalikan yung material, magsistick siya at mas matindi yung retention niya. Dahil, bakit? Pinalikbalikan ko eh. More chances of winning na yun pag nagre-read ka. Well, meron pa rin retention, oo. Pero hindi ganun katagal. Yung lifespan ng information na yun sa utak mo is very maikli lang. Kasi for information to stick better, or for information nga to stick eh, sabi nila, kailangan learning should be effortful. So, the harder your brain works to recall the information, mas magsistick siya. Okay. So,
I think, Ma'am Shi, some scientists call it disfluency.
Nosebleed.
Ay, sorry.
Ano daw yun, Ma'am?
Yung concept ng disfluency, sa pagkaintindi ko, is the more effortful you acquire an information, the more mag-stick sa'yo yung information na yon. For example, natawa ko dito sa example na to dun sa book na nabasa ko eh. Yung Comic Sans na hindi kagandahang font.
Mm-hmm.
Pag yun daw yung ginamit na font sa mga flyers or kung ano mang learning material, mas nag-stick yung content niya sa nagbabasa kasi mahirap siya basahin. Hindi siya masyadong eye-friendly. Yeah. Okay.
So, kailangan mag-effort kapag kang intindihin yung ano.
Oo. Not naman too much effort na ma-exhaust yung utak mo kasi syempre hindi naman na conducive yun for learning. Oo. Pag sobrang spoon-fed, yun yung hindi na nag-effort ang utak mo. Parang nag-gym ka pa, hindi ka naman nagpawis. Something like that.
Correct.
Totoo. Actually, sa class, meron akong policy na bawal picturean yung mga slides and presentation ko. Dapat nilang kopyahin by hand, not even by typing sa laptop nila. So, bawal gadgets, kailangan nilang kopyahin by hand para ma-effort yung pag-attain ng information. Therefore, mas mataas yung retention. And some of my students, actually, after the SEM, they say na, oh my God, miss, it's ano nga, it's actually effective. As in, less yung need nila na mag-review. Kasi in the first place, natatandaan na nila dahil sinulat nila.
Nice. Yes. So yun, actually, tama yun. You know the words you're typing. Pero medyo mindless siya. That's why pen and paper still works better. So reading nga, hindi effective learning method. So isa dun sa sinabi nila is active recall. An effective learning method is active recall. So ang different types ng active recall is, sample na lang, how can you apply active recall? Through flashcards. Gumagamit ba kayo ng flashcards before nung bata kayo?
Nung bata, yes.
Ako nung elementary, yung multiplication table required yung flashcards.
Pero nung nag-high school tayo, nag-college tayo, hindi na tayo nag-flashcards, di ba?
Yeah, true.
What we do is what? We reread.
Oo nga.
We reread and syempre, meron yung memorization. Actually, meron kasi tinatawag na metacognition. Metacognition is what you know about what you know.
That's
kasi
so meta.
For example,
that's so,
so meta. Cognition. Uh-huh. Kasi kapag meron kang awareness of what you know, alam mo eh kung saan ka, alam mo kung saan ka mag-a-adjust, you evaluate yourself. Feeling ko nung student pa ako, wala akong awareness about the things I know. How I know things, how I study things. Sobrang ano lang siya, I read, I memorize when I need. Pero yun na yun, hindi ko man lang inaalam if how do I learn things or how can I learn things better. So actually, sana nga nalaman na natin to before. Sana merong grade school tayo, meron tayong subject about
how to learn.
Yeah. Actually, totoo. Share ko pala. So nalaman ko kay Sheena na meron pala sa UP Dilaman na class na Psychology of Learning. So yun, elective siya. Hindi ko alam na nag-exist pala yun. Sana tinake ko. Diba? So for those who are listening nag-aaral sa UP Diliman, kung gusto nyo mag-enlist kayo or sa schools nyo, check nyo if merong similar class na ino-offer. Speaking of active recall, one way you can use it is with flashcards. Maraming apps, but what I use is Anki. It's A-N-K-I. Yung Anki, itong learning ko about learning, I try to apply it kasi sayang naman, di ba? Minsan may ganun akong tendency or actually, hindi lang naman ako. I think most of us, meron tayong tendency to consume, pero wala masyadong application. Anki is an app na flashcards. So, ginagamit ko yun ngayong quarantine to memorize yung world map, the capitals, and the flags. Yun yung inaaral ko ngayon kasi kapag nakakabasa ako ng world news, hindi nagki-click sa utak ko kung nasaan siya sa mundo. Mm. So, kung gaano siya kalayo sa Pilipinas.
Yes.
Another thing that I want to discuss is quizzing. Nagpapakwiz ka ba, Carla, sa students mo?
Oo, nagpapakwiz ako.
Sobrang hate natin ng quizzes, but it's actually effective. It's an effective learning method. Pero naging issue kasi yon ng teachers, ng parents, lalo ng students. Nasabi nila, bakit pa tayo nag-e-exam? Hindi naman yan ang basehan ng knowledge ng, alam mo yun, sa pagkatuto ng students. Pero, they don't know the quizzing actually works. Kasi it's a form of active recall. Sabi nga nila, you can quiz even before the lesson. Pero low risk ka. As in, just to test your knowledge. Or tapos, you can quiz after, and then you quiz after 2 weeks or so. May mga researchers na nag-conduct ng study doon sa school na yon. So at the end of the SEM, nalaman nila na yung classes na merong quizzes is mas mataas yung satisfaction rate ng students. Mas na-enjoy nila yung class compared to those classes na walang quizzes. Pero iwasan daw sana yung pop quizzes.
Kasi?
So para mag-iba rin yung tingin natin sa exams, Kasi hindi siya dapat to evaluate kung gaano katalino yung person, pero to evaluate gaano mo nakaalam yung isang bagay.
True.
Yeah. Alam mo na pag-usapan natin to sa first ever episode natin.
Yeah, oh, growth mindset.
Yes.
True.
Na yung quizzes, hindi siya yung measurement of knowledge. Pero it should be a method, paraan siya, para matuto. Pero hindi siya yung sukatan.
Yes.
Tama, tama. So last one is Feynman technique. Ang Feynman technique is also a form of
yun.
'Di ba? It's also a form of active recall. What you do is you write about it or you explain it to someone else. Tapos, yeah. Kailangan ma-explain mo siya ng maayos. Tapos, if may parts na parang kahit ikaw hindi mo maintindihan ng maayos, balik ka doon, you relearn it, and then you go back to writing your explanation or explaining it again to another person. So, you share it. You teach someone else. You teach to learn.
Parang yung ginagawa natin ngayon.
Actually, kaya tayo may podcast. Kaya tayo may podcast for that. If we remember it right, no?
Yes.
Mga mamshi, kung napapansin nyo, di ba kapag nagbabasa ako ng libro, kapag meron akong bagong learning, kahit hindi ko pa tapos yung book, mini-message ko kayo.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
my new learning from mm-hmm. this book, blah, 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 blah. Tapos i-share ko sa inyo, I'm actually doing the Feynman technique. So, ginagamit ko kayo para mas matutunan ko yung mga nababasa.
Kinasangkapan mo lang kami.
So, yun. So, Feynman technique, sabi nila, better if you can simplify yung lahat ng natutunan mo. And if you can explain it to a 5-year-old at naintindihan niya.
Damn.
Parang ganun yung idea of Feynman technique. Basta, you teach to learn. Hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Ayos. Mamshi, naalala ko yung sabi ni Albert Einstein. Nung huli kasi kami magkausap, charot. Sabi ni Albert Einstein, something like, if you cannot explain something simply, it means you don't understand it well enough.
Correct.
Okay.
Hindi yun verbatim, ma.
Paano?
Kasi German
siya.
Hindi yun verbatim.
Tama.
Hindi. Yung talaga yung nabasa ko. Okay. So,
naalala ko sabi ni Jimmy Quick. Hanapin nyo, guys. Jimmy, as in Jimmy Santos.
Charot.
Okay.
And Quick, as in K-W-I-K.
Okay. Jimmy is, Quick.
He's part of Mindvalley.
Memory champion.
Sabi, yeah, I think so. Sabi niya, the ultimate superpower is to learn how to learn. Kasi yun yung pinaka-foundation eh, kung paano mo i-absorb yung life knowledge na kailangan natin to equip ourselves dito sa adulting world. If you want to learn more on how to effectively and efficiently learn, hanapin nyo sa YouTube yung mga video ni Jimmy Quick. Yarn.
Okay, we shall.
Alright. Si Ma'am Shinika naman.
Okay. Yung i-share ko na realization, matagal ko naman siyang naiisip at alam, pero mas na-emphasize siya habang nasa quarantine tayong lahat. Yung realization na yun, or parang conclusion na yun, is arts plus sciences equals life. We need a balance. Math pala ito.
Tiffany!
Na we need, correct, we need a good balance of arts and sciences in our life. Meron kasi ako nakita lately ng mga tweets na mas magaling, mas kailangan mo ang arts or mas kailangan mo ang sciences. Na parang, bakit ba kailangan mamili between kung ano yung mas magaling or mas kailangan na field? Eh, kailangan naman both fields in our lives for our lives to be happy and healthy. Halimbawa, ngayong quarantine, yung arts, we wouldn't be able to get through this pandemic if we didn't consume any TV shows, any movies, any Netflix, TikTok, music, if we didn't look at photos, if we didn't read a book, mababaliw tayo nang wala yun. And lahat ng yun is created by artists. Lahat yun ay nasa art. So it helped keep us sane. Tapos lately naglalabasan din yung mga plays, yung mga independent movies na binigyan nila ng free screening online for a time. And that's how we get knowledge. That's how we get entertainment and knowledge at the same time. And then, ang dami rin biglang tao na gustong mag-pursue ng drawing, painting, pagsulse, knitting, lahat ng mga creative juices ng mga tao biglang naglabasan ngayong quarantine.
Everybody's baking.
Exactly. Parang lahat kailangan, everybody wanted to use their hands. Everybody wanted to create something. So, and it helped them, it helped us keep sane during a crazy time in our life. So, yun. Yung sciences, the sciences, our lives are literally dependent on scientists, doctors, medical professionals, on people who are finding a cure, finding a vaccine. And sobrang importante, both. We also rely on experts, on doctors to think of programs, paano ba tayo hindi mahahawa agad. And then back to arts, kung yung mga programs na yon hindi na-implement or hindi nasabi ng maayos sa atin, hindi na-bigay ng maayos yung message, communication is an art. If that was not carried out properly, hindi natin maintindihan yung policies, hindi natin maintindihan, hindi tayo susunod. And then back to sciences na naman, yung economists, ino-observe nila ano ba epekto nitong pandemic sa atin, yung mga policies ba natin, gumana, aaralin ulit nila yung data, etc. So, in every aspect, merong balance of arts and sciences. Kung yung sciences ay hindi mo ma-communicate to us properly, wala rin siyang kwenta. And if there is, kung pure science lang, we're all just logical, methodical, malulurlur tayo habang nasa quarantine tayo. Walang kulay yung buhay. Literally, malungkot siya. So, kumbaga, magkarugtong yung sciences and arts. Magkarugtong sila and inseparable. So, they are both essential to our lives.
Actually, Momshi, to build on that, for me, false dichotomy ang science and the arts. Hindi sila either.
Yeah.
So, nag-i-intersect sila, yes, inseparable. Actually, wala akong naisip na field na pure sciences lang at wala akong naisip na field na pure arts lang. For example, visual arts, photography, Fibonacci ratio. That's math.
Yeah.
Law of, di ba? Law of thirds.
Yes.
Medicine is about problem solving. Super creative. Mm-hmm. Fashion, PPE. Architecture ng hospitals na yung pinakamakaka-optimize sa paggamit ng space na yon. Cooking, culinary is both arts and science.
Correct.
Ayun. So, for me, napaka-myth na magkaibang mundo si science at si arts.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
So, they are inseparable and connected.
Yes. Okay. Yung isa sa mga bago kong learnings is about online communities. Before quarantine, actually, wala akong kilala dito sa village namin. As in, ang kilala ko lang dito, yung in charge lang sa, ano, okay, sa collection ng village fee, tsaka yung village tubero, tsaka yung katapat naming bahay, just because pinakilala siya ng kapatid ko sa akin. Yun lang.
Ilang years na rin.
Magsi 6 years na kami dito sa village namin.
Okay.
Eh ngayon, na hindi ako makalabas ng bahay ng any lang, I had to search for mga online delivery. Tapos, napadpad ako sa Facebook ng village namin. Tapos, nandun pala lahat. From dog food to dishwashing liquid, pati guidelines ng quarantine. Doon ko nakita yung sense nung ano nung village association namin, yung mga officer ganyan. Tapos pati yung mga grocery pasabay, tsaka yung mga merienda delivery nandun lahat. So like literally hindi ko kailangan lumabas sa village namin.
Parang yan yung ano modern day bayanihan. Charot.
Yes, online bayanihan.
Diba?
Tapos isa pang, ano, ma'am, she's, isa pang online community na tuwang-tuwa ako. Yung nabanggit mo kanina, Nika, quarantine tribute tips.
Uh-huh.
Yung saya, no?
Totoo.
Actually, it started out na for those na mga alay ng household, meaning yung mga naka-assign na lumabas per household.
Yes.
Kaya mga quarantine tribute, diba? Tayo yung mga alay. Well, ako, wala naman akong choice. Ako lang yung nandito, so... Ako yung alay ng sarili ko. Diba? Pero nung lumaon, as days went by, yung QTT na Facebook group, naging siyang support group na siya for everyone during life, post-COVID, or during this pandemic, di ba? Kasi yung mga nababasa ko doon, from coping with toxic family members hanggang sa paano magsaing, pwede may consult doon. And so far... very respectful and supportive ng mga tao. Ang nafe-feel ko sa kanya, parang di ba, ang nafe-feel ko sa kanya, may sense of we're all in this together. Ganun yung feeling.
Totoo. Actually, alam mo, nung pag binabasa ko yung mga posts doon, yun yung mga tanong na, ito sana yung natutunan ko sa school. Ito sana yung, alam mo yun, yun yung mismong goal nung show natin. Na parang, ito sana yung skill or knowledge na nalalaman ko in school about being an adult. Sobrang saya niyang basahin.
I guess ngayon, nagkaroon kasi ng legit occasion para mag-form ng community yung mga taong clueless sa mga nangyayari. Kasi bago tong ganap na to sa buhay natin eh. So yung mga adults na akala nila they got everything figured out before.
Hindi pala.
Ngayon pare-pareho tayo. No. Pare-pareho tayo naghahanap ng karamay. Parang shit, paano to guys? Paano to?
Hindi ako marunong mamili ng tamang gulay. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung sariwa at hinog. Oh my God.
Yung mga klase ng bigas.
Correct. Ay, hindi. Alam ko yung klase ng bigas bilang taga Nueva Ecija tayo, ano?
Ayun.
At palayan represent!
Correct!
Yun. So, ngayon ko pinaka na-appreciate yung mga gantong communities. Kasi guys, sa totoo lang, sa macro level, I feel abandoned by our national government.
True.
I mean, ayoko nang makipagtalo kung BDS ba, dilawan, pro, anti. I'm just saying how I feel. Mm-hmm. I feel abandoned by someone who's supposed to be taking care of us. Yung mga LGU sa East, kahit papano, okay eh. Like Marikina, Pasig, tas dito sa amin sa Cainta, okay naman. Pero unlike sa, sabi natin, New Zealand, South Korea, tsaka yung ibang countries na, alam mo yun, yung they really make their citizens feel secure. Sa atin, I feel like we're left on our own. Kaya kumbaga sa Hunger Games, di ba nga, in the spirit of tribute team, kumbaga sa Hunger Games, very valuable ngayon yung mga alliances. And for me, the new communities I'm discovering provide that sense of alliance or kakampi, especially in times when the government has turned its back on us.
True, correct.
Yon. So, salamat sa mga online and offline communities na katuwang ko ngayon.
Yes.
Love you guys.
We're all in this together. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
G.
Yon. So, syempre, di lang naman tayo ang may natutunan sa habang naka-quarantine tayo. Meron din tayo
But of course.
Yes. Meron din akong nakuhang mga crowdsourced answers na natutunan ng mga listeners natin, mga na-discover nila. So, on IG, sabi ni Glow in the Dark, resilience, kaya ko pala to. Sabi ni Glow in the Dark. Strong si Momshi, nakayanan niya. Na-discover niya na kaya niya. Next, si at the Titanium Face, everybody is
Sina
in...
Ta?
Ewan ka! Sabi ni Pao Chavez, everybody is interconnected. The simplest things we do affect others. Halimbawa, social distancing, staying at home, it affects if we spread the virus to other people or not. Tama nga naman. Si I am Mac 204, sabi niya, mas kaya ko palang magtipid ng doble, dobling higpit ng sinturon. Tapos ito, malaman yung shinare ni Nicolo Lopez. Hi guys, I was a former office mate of Nika. Hi Nico. sabi niya, I learned a lot of things actually ngayong panahon ng quarantine. About a week or two before the lockdown, I resigned from a stressful job. Alam mo yan, Nika, sabi niya. Alam ko yan. Na sobra akong pinataba, kaka-stress eat. So because of that, I had to experience this lockdown while I am unemployed. So now, I have no choice but to make the most out of the time that I have. I tried to do things I haven't even done before. Wow! Like workout and konting diet. I lost 7 kilos already in 2 months. Oh, bonggalo si Nico. Nag-enroll rin
ako. Kasi nga wala na siyang makain.
Tama. Nag-exercise daw siya. Sabi niya, nag-enroll din ako sa YouTube University to enhance my skills in editing and animation. So, that way, when they lift the quarantine, I'll be like, hire me, bitches! Yun lang. Thanks, guys! Sabi ni Miko.
So, alright!
Yun yung learnings ng mga listeners natin.
Okay. Share ulit ako ng isa pang learning. Ito guys, walang ka-profound-profound tong isa kong learning. Pero share ko na rin kasi na-amaze ako eh.
Yeah. Okay. Information pa rin.
Yeah. Okay guys, I learned about the 20-second soap magic.
Ano yun?
Yan ba talaga yung tawag dyan?
Well, wala pa siyang tawag before. So, bibinyagan ko siyang 20-second soap magic.
Okay.
Backgrounder. Medyo TMI, too much information to. Pero, you will have to hear it.
Truth.
Have no choice.
Anyway, 2 years na kasi akong hindi nag-deodorant. Ayan.
Ayan.
Yeah,
and to be fair, diba? To be fair, I'm now more mabango than when I was using deo. Like, legit. Ooh. Apparently pala kasi, may mga substance pala ang mga deodorant na nagka-clog nung pores natin sa kilikili, causing us to stink. And then, leading us to use more deo. So, cycle siya of ano, need and demand, diba? Mm. Tapos, bukod doon, correlated din kasi yung aluminum ingredient shields ng mga deodorant with breast cancer.
Yeah.
Eh, diba, ano nga, conscious ako sa health. So anyway, before this pandemic, what I was doing was, instead of deo, I put on ethyl alcohol right after bath to prevent bacteria from multiplying. Kasi yung bacteria sa skin natin yung nagkakos ng body odor. Mm-hmm. So, unahan ko na sila, no? Lagay-lagay ako ng konting ethyl alcohol dyan. Ano lang, sprinkle.
Di ba masakit?
Hindi naman.
Okay.
Eh, mga mamshi, eto nga, nag-lockdown. Nagkaubusan ng alcohol. So, paano na? Yan, na-challenge ang ating, ano, na-challenge ang problem-solving, ano, skills.
Okay.
So, I had to experiment. I had to come up with another way of maintaining my bango. So, naisip ko, kung sa kamay, it takes 20 seconds of washing our hands with soap para ma-eliminate yung mga virus and bacteria. Mm-hmm. Naisip ko, try ko kaya sa kilikili ko.
Okay.
So, now, like, I literally wash my armpits with soap for 20 seconds each. So, each kili, 20 seconds with soap.
Okay.
And, to be fair, mga mamshi, mas mabango pa ako ngayon kasi nung nag-deodorant ako. Like, up to 20 hours, ganyan.
Nice.
Smell like a baby.
Okay, sige. We will try that. 20-second soap magic.
Uh-huh. Ayun. Okay. Sa tingin ko, itong discovering to yung magpapabagsak sa deodorant industry.
Nako po. So, hindi na natin pwedeng maging sponsor yung Rexona, yung Secret, mga ganyan.
Wala na. Deo brands. Kabahan na kayo.
Tatanggalin natin tong episode na to. Re-edit ko ba? Pero disclaimer lang guys, this works for my body chemistry. So, kung gusto nyong i-try, ngayon yung perfect time to try kasi nasa bahay lang tayo.
Correct. Tayo lang makakaamoy sa sarili natin.
Totoo. So, try nyo rin. For our own health, para less chemicals din yung nilalagay natin sa katawan natin.
Yeah. Kasi deodorants also have parabens, which cause cancer nga. So, yun.
So, and mas makakatulong din tayo sa environment. Kasi yung packaging din ng mga deo, di ba?
Yes, puro plastic.
Yeah. Alright.
Okay. Kung ano kasi mo dun maka-Korean, so wala kang body odor.
Bakit wala bang body odor yung mga Korean?
Nakaamoy ka na ng Korean, ma'am?
Hindi natin nasasabi.
Nakao!
Nung nag-Korean, Hazel, nung nag-Korean,
tayo.
Inamoy-amoy mo yung mga tao doon.
May oras ako.
Kakaalaman na.
Habang nag-shoot
ako,
kami,
Nika.
Habang nagpapakahirap kami mag-shoot doon, inaamoy-amoy mo lang yung mga tao.
Mm-hmm. Charot.
Ay, nako,
so, meron ako pina-follow na vlogger.
Feeling ko K-pop propaganda yan.
Meron ako pina-follow na YouTuber, si Just Jolie. In-explain niya doon kung bakit siya nakakaulit ng damit niya. Kasi yung damit niya na pang-workout ha, yung pang-gym niya.
Ew!
Oo, as in, yung shirt niya, pinaamoy niya dun sa mga kasama niya sa gym, tapos wala daw talaga amoy. Kahit sila hindi makapaniwala. I-link ko sa inyo yung, yung video.
Sige. Posible rin siya lang yung gano'n ha.
Oo nga. Oo.
Hindi lahat ng Korean.
Hindi, meron talagang gene. So, may articles about it. Na merong gene na wala yung Korean. So, nagde-determine kung magkakaroon ka ba talaga ng... Kapag meron kang gene na yon, magkakaroon ka ng body odor. Apparently, many Asians don't have that gene.
Ah, oo nga.
Wala pala talaga sila ng gene na yon. It's ABCC11. Yun. It's the gene ABCC11. Congrats, ma'am, kasi mabango ka.
Thank you. And I'm thanking the 20 second soap magic.
Okay. How about you, Azel?
Hindi talaga siya discovery, pero parang onting adjustment lang. Kasi naalala ko, dun sa isang episode natin, na-mention ko na nagtatrack ako, parang meron akong daily journal. As in, tinatrack ko yung nangyayari sa isang araw para hindi ko maiisip na, alam mo yun, ang uneventful ng life mo. Kasi, hindi naman talaga yung totoo. Akala lang natin yun. Nalilimutan lang natin yung things. Pero this time, what I discovered, or ano yung naging adjustment ko doon is, mas may structure na yung pag-journal ko. Yung konsepto ng free writing. So, wala nang structure kasi nga, free writing siya. Pero mas meron akong rules. Kahit free writing siya. I free write for mga 15 to 30 minutes a day. As in, I make sure na I do it every day. Ba't ko ba siya ginagawa? Well, una, nakakabawa siya ng stress sa akin. At nag-rearrange kasi ako ng kwarto ko siguro 3 weeks ago. Tapos, meron ako nakitang box. Tapos, andun yung mga notebooks ko before. Tapos, napansin ko, dun sa mga entries ko, sobrang vague ko. Lalo na dun sa mga parts na awkward or painful for me. As in, ayoko siyang i-describe ng maayos.
Feeling ko may ganun ako lang.
Yeah. Kahit sa notebook lang siya, kahit akin lang yun.
So, hindi mo ina-articulate.
Hindi ko siya ina-articulate. Parang iniiwasan ko siya. Kahit sa isulat lang. Kahit sa sarili ko lang. Binasa ko yun, as I remember clearly kung ano nangyari nung araw na yun. Pero dun sa sinulat ko, ayoko siyang sabihin, pero yung ibang moments na pag-happy naman, sobrang detalyado. Pero when it's a bit awkward or medyo hindi magandang memory, iniiwasan ko siyang i-describe ng maayos. So, na-mention rin kasi ng therapist ko na when I describe some events to her, kailangan pa niya akong tanungin. She always has to remind me to describe it more kapag medyo ayoko ng memory. So, na-realize ko yun. Ay, parang may maliban sa na-discover ko yung free writing, na-discover ko rin na may ganun akong tendency. So, yun. And in addition to yung free writing, I also do morning pages. Yun naman is in-assign nung therapist ko. So yun, may structure yun kasi mayroong questions eh. So, I do morning pages. Journal din siya, pero may questions. May prompts eh. May 4 parts siya and you do that every day. First is things you're grateful for, goals you're committing yourself to. Tapos yung part na you free write. And then, last part is affirmations. Pero I do that separately dun sa free writing ko. Tapos, minsan nag-alternate din ako. So, today, I just free write for 30 minutes. The next day, I do morning pages. Pero, mas madalas na everyday, mas everyday talaga yung morning pages. Alam naman natin na nababasa na natin yung morning pages kahit noon pa. Pero, ngayon lang talaga ako nag-stick ng ganun katagal. And, I actually feel better.
That's good.
na-discover ko na shit, okay pala sa akin yun. This actually works. Eh, may pagka-skeptic pa kasi ako nun before na, parang bakit, paano?
Alam mo, maganda na shinare mo yan kasi ang daming kung nababasa sa Twitter, sa FB groups na meron tayo na parang ang daming tao na, how do I survive? How do I keep motivated? Parang ang dami nilang negative thoughts, ganyan-ganyan. Parang they're always asking for help. how to process their thoughts or feelings. So, did that help you process your own emotions, Azel?
I think yes. Oh, kasi nga, yung tendency ko na ayong isipin or i-describe ng buong-buo yung ganap, nalalabas ko siya eh. And when you do that, nagkakaroon siya ng less power or control. So, yun. Tapos, bonus tip is, I started using a fountain pen.
Fountain pen!
Patingin!
Sobrang mura lang nito.
Parang tayong binibenta ng ko,
may commission.
But wait, there's more!
Pakita mo kayong features ng fountain pen na yan. Yan.
Sobrang cheap lang niya. It's parang 200 plus or 100, almost 200. Binili ko lang online. Bakit siya?
But for you, Ayat listeners, you get 20%
off.
Use the code IAAT. Kasi yung book kung saan ko na, wow, book recommendation na naman pala. Yung book na nakuha ko yung idea of free writing is Writing Down the Bones. Tapos sabi ng author doon, mas okay na yung gagamitin mong pen is a fast pen. Para maka-keep up yung thoughts mo dun sa pagsusulat mo. Kasi I tried it. Pag ballpoint, ang bagal. Medyo may delay sa pag-dispense ng ink. So, yun. May ganong ganap sa paggamit ng pens.
May footnote lang ako.
Sige.
For those who are not yet into writing their own thoughts or sa mga totally new sa habit na to, I recommend na you don't have to start with 15 minutes or 30 minutes. Like, 1 minute is all right. What's important is that you start building a habit.
Mm-mm.
And if you want to know more how to build habits, listen to episode 4. Goal achieving.
Episode 3!
Oh my God, I made the mistake. That's so not like me. Kwata. Sorry.
Yun.
Okay. So, tama, build the habit.
Yun. Tama yun yung sinabi ni Carla. Hindi naman rin ako nag-start sa ganun agad-agad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started with mga 5 minutes, ganyan, and then. Tapos kasi, ginawa ko rin yun. Una, actually, when you free write, huwag mo isipin yung grammar, yung everything. Kahit sobrang tsaka pa nung sinulat mo. Ang importante is, you're building the habit, tapos meron kang outlet. Tapos, for me, para lang matanggal yung resistance sa pagsusulat.
At sa pag-acknowledge ng own feelings and emotions and thoughts mo.
True, ma'am. Actually, with writing kasi, you learn how to trust yourself. Your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings. Sabi pa doon, hinalintulad ng author ang writing sa meditation. So, ganun din yung effect niya sa tao.
Ma'am, naalala ko yung mga class ko. Kasi every once in a while, nagpapa-check-in ako. So, ang template na sagot, lagi is okay lang or just fine, so-so, stuff like that. To the point that I had to tell them na, sa next tanong ko kung how you're doing, guys, bawa nang isagot yan na yung okay lang or it's variations. Yung gusto ko rin kasing ma-realize nila, if we are not capable of acknowledging our own feelings, recognizing them, and articulating them, it's a hindrance for us to actually understand ourselves and learn more about ourselves. And if we don't understand ourselves, how can we expect other people to understand us? And that's one thing that's really unfair na inaasa natin sa ibang tao, especially sa mga partners natin, kung pag-intindi sa atin.
Uh-huh.
It should be being our own adults. Kung meron mang someone responsible for understanding ourselves, it's us.
Okay.
Secondary na lang yung mga taong malapit sa atin.
Tama.
So, it all boils down to answering the question, kumusta ka? Kahit na hindi sa magtatanong, kahit sa sarili mo lang, yung knowing how you're really doing right now, how you're feeling, your state right now, it's very important.
True.
Yun! Ano pa?
Sa next na pag tinanong niyo ako ulit kung kamusta ako, I will try to practice that na hindi ako magsasabi ng okay lang.
Okay lang.
I'm doing very good.
Mm-hmm.
mukha ko.
Ganda.
Okay, sige. Magandang matutunan yung skill na yan. Acknowledging your own emotions.
Non-judgmentally.
Yes.
Kasi minsan, alam natin may nafe-feel tayo, pero hinuhusgahan natin yung sarili natin na, shit, I shouldn't be feeling like this because blah, 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 blah.
Parang,
just acknowledge it. You don't have to vindicate yourself na tama lang na maramdaman ko to. Pero, you don't have to judge yourself either. Acknowledge lang na, ah, okay, nararamdaman ko to. Meaning, it tells something about me. So, take our emotions as data. As more information about us, to learn more about ourselves.
You know? Nice. Okay.
Right.
Thanks for that.
Right. Ang sabi naman ng listeners natin, more learnings from our listeners. Sabi ni Tony Sison, COVID exposed how the Philippine government is full of monkeys and clowns. Emoji yung ginamit niya. Emoji ng monkey tsaka clowns. Ito, galing kay Heat Shock Protein. Si Kat, our health system is a joke.
Tandaan. Alam na yan kasi, ano yan eh, volunteer yan sa PGH eh.
Ooh, first hand experience. Yeah.
May hugot yan.
Eto, galing kay Z-Dub Graham. Sabi ni Buds, malalaman mo kung sino ang totoong friend or relative na handang tumulong talaga na walang kinemes na eme-eme. Sobrang articulate nun ha.
Kinemes na M-M-M. Ibig sabihin, walang arte-arte.
M-M-M.
Puro. Okay. Walang mga
etiquette. Pero to be fair, I'm sure may mga tao na super willing at gustong tumulong, pero hindi lang sila capable at the moment.
Yeah. That's also that possibility.
Yeah, it's also a possibility. Pwede rin madamot lang talaga. Charot.
yun yung dalawang sides.
Oo. Yun yung dalawang teorya, no?
Yun po yung na-discover namin ngayong kasama community quarantine tayo.
Pinapatali na yung mga nasabi.
Kahit haka-haka lang naman pareho.
Alam yun po yun yung ta. Mga napag-alaman namin ngayong
di umano.
Nasa educational category tayo.
Tama, tama.
Kailangan credible. Oh.
Kayo guys, meron pa ba kayong ma-share na more discoveries or learnings ngayong quarantine?
Meron pa. Sige, pag-share naman ako. Non-kili-kili related tong i-share ko, ha?
Bakit?
Gusto mo kili-kili rin?
Kili-kili. Kili-kili.
Siya, nag-iisip ako bigla.
Sige.
Okay. So, eto. I realized, habang nasa pandemic tayo ngayon or nasa quarantine, I realized that we are all in the same boat, but we are not equal. So we are all in the same boat, meaning pantay-pantay tayo sa paningin ng virus. Lahat tayo, we are all susceptible to COVID-19. Wala siyang pinipili kung mayaman ka or mahirap. Lahat tayo natatakot sa uncertainty ng future, paano yung family ko, paano yung trabaho ko, or sa iba, paano yung business ko, yung iba naman, paano yung pag-aaral ko, yeah, or so yun, paano kaya yung pera, ganyan. So, pare-pareho tayo ng worries. Lahat din tayo, ngayong nasa pandemic, lahat din tayo napapagod. Parang napapansin ko na ang dami nagsasabi na, work from home naman ako, pero pagod ako. Parang, konti lang naman yung ginawa ko, nakaupo lang naman ako, pero pagod ako. So parang, lahat tayo, napapagod, kasi we're in crisis mode. So yun, nakakapagod din mag-worry, kahit na nasa bahay lang tayo. And lahat tayo, same boat, kasi lahat tayo lumalaban in our own ways. May mga gumagawa ng bagong business or bagong hustle, kasi ang struggle nila is yung kawalan ng livelihood. May mga iba naman na kumukuha ng hobby to cope, to focus their attention on something else. May mga nagtatanim ng pagkain, ganyan, para may makain sila, ganyan. Yung iba naman, nilalabanan nila yung mga trolls, ganyan, online. Yung iba, nilalabanan nila yung abusers nila sa bahay. So, yung iba, simpleng pagbangon nila sa umaga, yun na yung laban nila. So, parang, pare-pareho tayong lumalaban. magkakaiba man, but we're all in the same boat and we're all fighting. So we're all in the same boat, but we are not equal. Kumbaga sa Titanic, lahat tayo nasa papalubog na barko. Nasa crisis. Mm. But some people are in the upper deck, nasa first class, premium, deluxe cabin suite with jacuzzi, ganun.
Pero, at my life vest.
Correct. Samantalang tayo, or samantalang mas marami, yung mga nasa lower deck economy class na kapag lumubog yung barko, sila yung unang malulunod o malalagyan ng tubig. Yes.
Hey.
Kitang-kita yung economic inequality at injustice. Some people are lucky to have enough space in their homes. Tayo may sarili tayong space, ganyan. But some people are not fortunate enough. May mga families na walo yung tao. Sa nagkakasya sa kung gano'ng kalaki yung kwarto ko, gano'n na kalaki yung bahay nila.
Paano ka magsa-social distancing kung gano'n, di ba?
Exactly.
To be fair to them.
Yun. Tapos yung iba, oh fine, sige, may intern, may mobile data siya sa cellphone. Pero kung lima, tatlo kayong magkakapatid, maingay kayong maliit lang bahay nyo, meron na agad inequality sa access sa education. So, yun. Mm-hmm. Isa pang halimbawa, yung mga inmates natin, na alam nyo ba na ngayon, as of May, by the end of May, mayroong 517 cases na positive sa mga kulungan natin. Pinakamarami sa Cebu. So parang ganun, lahat naman tayo pare-pareho ng pinagdadaanan, pero magkakaiba pa rin. So,
na extent,
yes. So, yun naman ganito, this is a very big perpetual problem na matagal naman na itong nangyayari kahit walang pandemic. Pero, this pandemic, this quarantine, emphasized the difference between the ruling class and tayo na mga normal na nilalang. Kitang-kita mo na lang eh sa mga napaparusahan kapag lumalabag ng quarantine rules, ganyan. Yung mga ganon. So parang we're all in the same boat but we are not equal. It's a sad realization na kailangan nating patuloy labanan at ipaalala sa sarili natin para kung matapos man to, we will still want to do something about it.
So, yeah. And ano mama, yung reaction ko rin dun sa, di ba si Bato, napagalitan dahil dun sa remark niya, dahil dun sa insensitive remark niya na ang sarap ng buhay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tapos inutusan siya.
Seryoso ba? Seryoso ka ba? Masarap ang buhay.
Grabe.
God. Empathy skills. Negative.
Power paradox.
Power paradox. Tunay.
Ayun. Tapos, ang naging reaction is, pinapapasok na siya sa Senate simula noon.
Oo.
It's funny, but for me, that's not what we're asking for. We're not asking the privileged or the upper classes or the powerful to suffer.
Yes.
Para pantay-pantay tayo. What we're asking for is ibigay nyo sa mga tao yung karapat-dapat just because we are citizens of this country. Hindi dahil kakilala namin si ganito, hindi dahil may connection kami kay ganyan, hindi dahil VIP kami. Yun yung point ng demokrasya. Ng equality, equal opportunities. Hindi yung, oh, suffer ka rin, suffer kami, suffer.
Alam mo yun? Totoo.
Parang, what? You're just appeasing us?
Para lang
parang
mapakita
binigyan lang kami ng,
na nahihirapan din kayo. Hindi yun yung point.
Parang magulang na, oh, sige, papaluin natin yan. Palo. Alam mo yun?
Totoo. Wala namang nasolve yun.
Yes. I feel you, Momshi. Yeah. Many Filipinos feel ya. Okay. Meron pa ba kayo, mga memshi?
Marami na tayong na-share ng discoveries and learnings.
Oo, just to clarify, guys, learning during this time of crisis, of pandemic, doesn't have to be grand. It can be as simple as learning about yourself or learning how to cut your hair. Point lang is, one of the reasons din na pinag-usapan namin yung mga natututunan natin throughout this thing is that we would like to remind each other that we are not stuck. Mm-hmm. It's not stagnant. We are undergoing something, but we're moving. We are growing. This challenge that we're going through right now, it doesn't have to stunt us. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to halt our growth. It can actually propel our growth as adults.
Nice. Tama. And also, wag din ma-pressure sa speed or sa number of learnings and accomplishments ng iba during the quarantine. Kagaya nga na sabi ko, Diba? Yeah. Kagaya nga nang sabi ko kanina, kanya-kanya tayo ng laban dito. Ang mahalaga is lahat tayo ay lumalaban.
Sure. Yes. And guys, this is not a race. Let that sink in. This is not a race. Hindi siya unahan. This is a journey na walang finish line. It's your journey. Take your time. What's important is that you're moving. Detour man yan. Reroute man yan. Mm-hmm. As long as you're moving, it's okay.
Nice. Ang ganda naman, no? Nice. Thank you for that.
Pag ganun ang mga maganda. Thanks too.
Thank you very much for sharing some of the things that you learned during this quarantine. So yung mga listeners natin, let us also know what you've learned or discovered during this ECQ, during this community quarantine. Or the things that you wish to learn during the GCQ. Kapag nag-June na, GCQ na tayo, guys. So, tell us what you learned, what you want to learn. Tell us through Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We are there. Our social media handle is @itsanadultthing.
And you can listen to more of our episodes in Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast.
Again, guys, this has been Carla,
Nika,
and Azel, continuously learning with you despite lockdowns and pandemics. Because you know,
it's an adult thing!